Welcome to another episode of the Granite List Live. I'm Sally Pace, and we are coming to you live from the Ascend Conference in New Orleans. I am joined by Ed Lagonde. He was with us this time last year, and he is certainly one of those well-known faces, superstars on the scene. And so we're thrilled to have you back. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. So let's start, maybe not everyone has heard our last episode with you. So do you mind just giving a little bit about your background and what led you to this career path?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I come from a Haitian background. And so immigrant family, we moved a lot when I was young and ultimately started playing soccer. Soccer is what got me through college. And then that didn't work out just due to some injuries. So all I knew is I wanted to wear a suit to work every day. And so joke's on me. But I landed an internship program in Northwestern Mutual that I transitioned to full time. But ultimately, it was about selling insurance the whole time. And it was also the downturn of the economy at the time. So for me, it just wasn't the right fit. But fortunately, one of my best friends was actually on the benefit side of the business. And so he kind of persuaded me to consider that role, especially because I was already licensed and ended up working there for 9 years. I thought it was a launching point to some other careers, but ultimately, that's how I landed in the business. And then, after those 9 years, I made a career transition to my current firm, so at Nielsen Benefits Group. So yeah, things have been going great and just really happy to work with employers and working with their employees.
Well, and you've certainly, like I said, made a name for yourself. Lots of accolades, awards, honors over the years in the business. So tell us, what themes are you picking up on? What at this conference at Ascend, it's known for disruption.
Yeah.
So what are some things that are really resonating with you?
Well, the access to transparency is key. And even before you can get that, it's just the talk track in order to get people to understand, right? Because we're dealing with employers who have, one, either never heard about alternative funding, and even if they have, who knows what their preconceived notions are based on any other person in the industry have shared, right? Whether it's negativity or things like that. I was working with a recent client, and they said, we'll never do self-funding. Our broker told us it was a horrible idea. And so you have to do some fact-finding as to why that is. But then you get to share some really great, hot topics such as, chronic kidney disease, diabetes care, preventive campaigns, pharmacy utilization, sourcing, and things of that nature too. You just have way more control over an actual health plan experience, not just to reduce the cost, but also to enhance the cost for the member too, the cost and also the care. And then also the second aspect, that's something I think is really important even to me, is the second opinion process. Too many people are misdiagnosed in our country. I shared a story earlier about my mom who was misdiagnosed. And fortunately, we went through a second opinion process and completely reverted her situation as well. So those are some of the hot topics that I'm seeing these particular days.
Yeah. And but we all, all of us that have been around for a while know it's really hard to go to an employer group and say, here are the 12 things you need to do differently to to make things better. So as you think about, in particular, some of the groups you're working with, and they're certainly progressive and taking your advice and your lead, what are some things that you are planning on implementing this year or are implementing?
More education from an employer level standpoint, and that's inclusive of both HR and the C-suite, I believe, that going after C-suite only, and this is just a personal opinion, but going after C-suite only doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a successful implementation and support, because who's going to be working on it after it's implemented? Your HR team, your people operations team. So what I found is, and what a focus is going to be for this year, is making sure that they're on the same page too. So I need to be almost an intermediary between HR and finance if there's no congruence, right? And I'm finding that a lot more. So I just want to work on a lot of education in that, because to me, this is a long game. You don't necessarily need to go full bore next gen year one. You can crawl, walk, run, but also just educate people on what tools are available to them so that they have a lot more understanding of what an ecosystem entails and how much more control they have over choosing that ecosystem.
Well, let's end with this, because not everyone is familiar with Next Gen, the Mastermind program. Sure. So do you mind just sharing for the audience a little bit about what being part of this particular ecosystem has meant for your career path.
I mean, it's been game changing for me or my career path. And I know a lot of the mastermind partners feel exactly the same way. And you join kind of a brother and a sisterhood of people who in theory and on paper would be your competitors, right? But to me, we're just a common brain trust. I could pick up the phone and call literally anybody that's part of the mastermind. Doesn't matter what country, or sorry, what state they're in.
Worldwide.
Well, we do work worldwide too. So I guess I could add a country in there. Mm-hmm. And they just want to help with zero requests for anything in return, right? They don't even ask to be cut in on a deal or anything like that, too. It's just to see you succeed because we're all fighting the same good fight. And so secondly is just learning all of the various strategies that can work, because something that you get to meet people from all over the country. So I can meet with Dan LeBrod, for example, in Texas. I can meet with Allison DePauli. I can meet with Dan Thompson and all Mike Hill, for example. Some of these guys are just geniuses at this. And so I want to get as much intellectual property as I can out of them, because some of that, you know, I feel like any great idea is a culmination of multiple other ideas, right?
And so absolutely.
If I can combine all that knowledge, I can basically create my own ideas and see what makes sense in my community.
Absolutely. So. Well, Ed, thank you for joining us. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of the Granite List Live.